Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Tom Perumian. President Donald Trump is coming to Houston late this afternoon. In addition to a visit to the Johnson Space Center, multiple outlets report he's also partaking in a fundraiser for Republican Senate candidate Ken Paxton. Brandon Rodinghouse teaches political science at the University of Houston. He says this should provide a boost for Paxton, who's been trailing in recent polls.
Him coming here means that the presence of Donald Trump is in some ways the deciding factor in terms of rallying his support. Him saying he supports someone isn't the same as him coming. So he's coming to support Ken Paxton.
Rodinghouse made his comments on Houston matters. According to the latest poll from the University of Texas Austin, Democrat James Tallarico is ahead of Paxton by 3 percentage points. The Port of Houston says it could contribute nearly $1 trillion to the U.S. economy. What does that mean locally?
There's roughly 1.89 million jobs throughout Texas based on the activity that occurs here along the Houston Ship Channel.
That's Margaret Kidd, the chair for logistics and supply chain management at San Jacinto College. Kidd says the port's economic growth is attracting more businesses and industries to Texas. COVID on the rise across the country, with Texas leading the way in infections. Epidemiologist Dr. Catherine Troisi, speaking with Texas Standard on Tuesday, she says there's still a lot of things about COVID we don't know.
We're still not positive what the seasonal distribution will look like. However, last year we did see an increase in cases in the fall, just like we're seeing this year.
Troisi says with schools just getting underway, disease specialists will be able to see if COVID transmission between children and families is taking place. Taking a check of your weather, we've got a 50% chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Woohoo! Otherwise, it's going to be partly sunny with a high near 97. Right now,